This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, wonderful project of the Torah Show, and I am Maimon Elbaz, proud to direct this series. You know, some people think the show is for kids. They don't realize I made it for adults and also for kids. But okay, so be it. Our goal with the Mishnah's Chaim is to show that Torah is alive, and we have different tools to help us remember and grasp the holy words of Hashem. Okay, so our Mishnah today is from Seder Moed, and we thank Torah Anytime for hosting us. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. Those that search to know the Torah should be so happy. I dedicate number 801 to my friend, Rabbi and Mrs. Shmuel Fiver Weiss Shlita, who were my hosts for many Shabbos when I learned in Chicago Tells. Okay, today's Mishnah is in Masechet Shabbat Perek Alf Mishnah Zayin. And the theme is not to sell Gentiles right before Shabbat, lest people suspect that you're hiring them to work. Okay, so we have to share with you a few concepts to understand this Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to tell us that Amira La'akum, we know that Hashem doesn't want us to tell Goyim to work on Shabbat. There are exceptions, but generally you're not allowed to tell a guy to work for you. So Beit Shammai is very concerned that if a guy is carrying something out of your house right before Shabbat, people are going to assume that you told them to do some work on Shabbat. And we have a concept of Maris Ayin. You're not supposed to do something that makes it look like you're doing an Aveda. That's very important to understand, to know this Mishnah. So Beit Shammai, Omerim Beit Shammai says, Ein mochrim lanochri. You should not sell something to a guy right before Shabbat. Ve'ein to'anin imo. Don't load on his animal, his donkey, something right before Shabbat. Ve'ein magbi'in alav. And don't put something on his back right before Shabbat. Ela kedei she'yagi alamakum karov. Unless he's going to get to a place that's close by, his house, let's say, or the limits of his city. So then people realize, oh, yeah, okay, he did it for himself. But if it's going to be that he's schlepping it on Shabbat, people are going to assume that when he took it out of your house, you were sending him on an errand. And this is really the headquarters for the discussion about mail. Are you allowed to go to the post office and say, I want to send an overnight package on Shabbat? But we're not going to go into that halachic aspect right now, but that is, you know, the discussion in the poskim. So again, if someone has a store and right before Shabbat, a guy wants to buy something, so says the Mishnah, don't load up his animal right before Shabbat, because people might think that he's doing an errand for you, and don't put it on his back either, unless people will notice that he's going to his place nearby. And then they realize that the guy is doing it for himself. Well, Beit Hillel Matirin, Beit Hillel argues with Beit Shammai and holds it's okay. As long as he left your house before Shabbat, that's good. Now, it would be inferred from this Mishnah that a guy should not take something from your house on Shabbat, lest people think that you're sending him on a mission. So if, let's say, the guy wants to borrow your animal on Shabbat, not a good idea. Because people might think that you're sending him on a mission, besides the fact that your animal has to rest on Shabbat. I highly recommend everyone buy the Mishneot Shabbat with pictures from Yoni Gerstein. It will make your learning experience that much more enjoyable. If you would like to dedicate a living Mishnah, it's $36. And you could reach me by my email, youlovetorah@gmail.com, or Zelle me to 347-967-9138.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.